Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, Howie, the dude with the horse. What do you think? Conservative or Democrat?
Biden should look himself in a mirror and think about the misinformation going to Hunter, such as when practicing safe economic intercourse, it is important to have an econom.
Here, Mayor, I don't know about you, but I'm very afraid of the Delmont variant.
Kelly, I'm not sure you should have run that story about the guy and the horse. I mean, you don't want to give Jeffrey Toobin any ideas.
Howie, are you saying the horse molester went on the lamb?
As a Roman poet once said, beware of Greek alphabets bearing COVID variants.
Taylor, it's Howie. Thank you for filling in for me while I take my daily slide. It's so great spending the summer at my Cape Cod mansion, having my own driver, and going to elite clubs. Tonight, Sheldon's taking me to Bailey's Beach Club. Oh, it's great being a beautiful person. So long, sonny.
52 years ago, we heard that the eagle has landed. Nowadays, we hear that Jim Eagle has landed.
That was a great football story by President Biden. I felt like I was there.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Chop Chumps was brought to you by our Cheap Bastard Deals. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store to get half-priced gift cards for everything from restaurants to breweries to spas. The deals are endless, and they are cheap.
Biden at the helm, a rising tide doesn't lift all boats, just the yachts.
Pornhub should have simply used Hunter Biden's artwork for inspiration. The stuff just writes itself.
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course, unless, of course, the name of that horse is the famous Mr. Red. Mr. Red tells everyone all over town that Howie never got into Brown. Don't believe that ink-stained clown. Talk to Mr. Red.
I believe Rand Paul's lies more than phony Fauci's truths.